Conventional software for podcast editing like Adobe Premiere Pro, DaVinci Resolve, Audition suck. Most people don't know this, but if you use Descript, you'll become a pro podcaster 10 times faster. Using Descript, I've become the fastest growing under 21 podcaster in Europe. Within 3 months of starting my own show, I've secured big name guests such as Jim Cantrell, who's a SpaceX co-founder, and I've surpassed over 50,000 monthly listeners on YouTube alone and got 4 million views across all social media platforms using Descript. And today, after watching this video, I promise you, you'll be able to use Descript super fast, super effectively, and get results like I have in a short amount of time. And no, I am not sponsored by Descript. It's genuinely the software I use to keep and continue to grow my podcast. Okay, let's screen record and show you the tools that I use on Descript that have helped me get over 4 million views, secure dream guests, and become the fastest growing under 21 podcaster in Europe. Okay, so we're loading up Descript now, and I'm going to show you the process I do to upload and edit and basically get as many views as possible and as much content from possible from one podcast episode and make sure the full episode's super high quality so more people will subscribe to the channel and listen to the show. So obviously first you need to upload your podcast episode, the full episode, to Descript. And if you want tips on how to record super effectively, super high quality, get guests on your show and do the entire process, top link in the description for my podcast course. But say you've uploaded the full episode onto Descript. It takes a while to transcribe, maybe like 20 minutes if it's a long episode, and you'll have the entire transcription here, which is super good. And I'll get to that later, why having a transcript here is amazing for speeding up the editing process. But the episode's uploaded and the transcript's uploaded. What do you do now? Well, the first thing I do, which I would recommend doing as the episode is uploading, is go on to AI tools and click this one here called Studio Sound. Now, Studio Sound basically turns your mediocre audio, your bedroom audio, and your guests' Zoom call audio, in if you're doing it remotely, into super high quality, super crisp studio sounding audio. And audio is the most important thing for a podcast because most people will listen. Of course, you're going to get a lot of views on YouTube. That's a great way to grow your show. We'll get to that in other videos and get to that later. Some more effective tactics to grow your audience. But you need to make sure your audio is crisp and clean. That's the number one priority. And obviously, if you're on a budget, if you're doing it in your bedroom, then you're not going to have good audio. If you're using a USB microphone, like I'm doing right now, I'm using the Rode NT-USB, which is, you know, a pretty good microphone. But if you're in an echoey bedroom or in your office or your guest has bad audio, you need a way to improve the quality of your audio, especially if you don't have a lot of audio mixing experience like I don't. I found that Descript's Studio Sound is the most effective way to improve your podcast audio super fast and super easily. So you go onto the AI tools, go onto Descript's Studio Sound, and you literally just press this button, and with one click and after a few minutes of it leveling and doing it for you, Descript's AI software will completely fix your mediocre sounding audio. The difference is absolutely insane. Let me give you an example so you understand this. I had my absolute hero, National Geographic filmmaker and Disney Plus presenter, Bertie Gregory, who has over a million followers on Instagram, like 5 different shows on Disney Plus, and is literally a National Geographic explorer. He's an absolute hero of mine. We interviewed, he was in LA, I was in UK. I was filming from my bedroom, he was filming from his hotel room. He was using his AirPods as a microphone, and the audio sounded like something you'd hear on a Zoom call. If you've ever done a Zoom call for your school or for university or whatever, you know the audio sounds terrible. It's like they're speaking through a bottle, right? That's what was the sound of my audio. That was the audio quality for my episode with Bertie. And I was very, very worried because I thought, I'm screwed. You know, no one's going to listen to this. It sounds terrible. The audio is absolutely terrible. Luckily, I went onto Descript and pressed the Studio Sound feature, And just like that, with one click of a button, the audio went from terrible to studio sounding, clear, crisp. His voice was washed out and crinkly, but using Descript Studio Sound, all my problems with the audio completely disappeared. So if you want to take one thing from this video, and you, number one is use Descript, and number two is use Descript Studio Sound. So the one thing you should take from this video so far is use Descript Studio Sound, because it completely, completely transforms your podcast audio and help you become and sound professional super fast, even if you're recording remotely like I do for most episodes. So we've done Studio Sound. Now, what do we do? Well, okay, so in terms of the full podcast episode, I wouldn't do much change to your full episode. I wouldn't remove the long gaps between words. I wouldn't remove the ums and the ahs. They're called filler words, like kind of and like and And I wouldn't remove the waffle from your full episode conversation. We'll get to what you do for your snippets and your short form content later. But let me just be clear with you. A podcast is a natural, flowy conversation. And if you listen to your favorite podcasts, you'll notice a common thread. There's minimal editing in the full episodes because a podcast is meant to sound like a natural conversation. And a natural conversation has long word gaps. It has filler words like, and ah. It has a bit of waffle. It has a bit of back and forth. And people cherish that natural conversation flow in a full episode. So I wouldn't do many changes on the script when you're doing your full episode, but the best part of the script is the repurposing tools it allows us to use with absolute ease. So first of all, before we get to the short form content, which is an absolute game changer on the script, let me show you how to create snippets on Descript. And what is a snippet? A snippet is a 8 to 15 minute clip from your podcast that you will post before and after your episodes on YouTube to help you promote it. The best example of this is Modern Wisdom, who use snippets, 8 to 15 minute videos of which is extracted from the full episode, a super engaging part of the episode, to entice and show a sneak peek of their episodes before it's been released. So before you release the full episode, I'd recommend going onto the script and creating a 8 to 15 minute snippet and posting that before, which will increase people's curiosity and want to listen to the full episode after watching the snippet. So how do you do this? So let me just give you an example. Say we just wanted to, obviously you'd do it longer than this, but you'd highlight your transcript. And look at this. The best part, a great part of this is once you highlight your transcript, you get an absolute measurement of the time. So this is 27.5 seconds. Say this was an 8 minute clip, this bit here. You'd highlight it by just holding your mouse and highlighting over the text. Then you'd do select composition. You duplicate, new composition, and then it will appear up here. Then, boom, you have a separate clip of the highlighted part of the transcript that you did, and you can now export this as a separate clip and turn it into a snippet to promote and post on YouTube as its own separate piece of content. And normally a 10-minute video will get more views on YouTube, it'll get more traction on YouTube compared to a full 3-hour episode, especially if you're new to podcasting. So see this as an almost sample of your full episode. And if people like the snippet, then they're going to be more likely to check out the rest of your work and the full episode. So using snippets is super important, and the script is the best way to do it. Now, I said minimal editing for the full episode, right? But for the snippets, I actually would do a bit of editing. So I would remove filler words. With one click of a button, the AI on Descript will go through your entire transcript and find the filler words, the ums, ahs, likes, anything that doesn't need to be there, any of the fluff. Instead of you having to manually find these parts and cut them out yourself, which would take hours, Descript allows you to go find all filler words and then remove all, and boom, done. It's removed out of your transcript and your video. And I would also, I wouldn't shorten the word gaps, but I would edit for clarity. Now, editing for clarity removes the filler words, digressions, and all the obvious things that need to be taken out of your transcript. And like I said, In the full episodes, you shouldn't really remove anything because it's a natural conversation and it's a long form piece of content, which is meant to have mistakes and like fluff and filler words, because that's what happens in natural conversation. But people that watch short form content, like the snippets that are 8 to 15 minutes long, have shorter attention spans and would rather just get to the point of the video. So I would go onto the AI tool, edit for clarity, do it low intensity for this because you don't want too much removed, and then you'd submit. This might be a bit too short. So let me show you another example. I'll make the clip a bit longer so there'll be more to take out. But it's just an absolute game changer because the AI goes through your transcript for you. And this is a 3-hour episode that I did. And instead of you having to find all the things that you need to remove or edit out, it will do it for you. And you can just press one click of a button and it removes it. It saves so much time, so much money that you need for an editor, and helps you post your content much faster and therefore get more people on your show and record more episodes faster and therefore gain your audience faster because you're posting more because the editing process is completely streamlined using Descript. So let me do edit for clarity and go on to the editing intensity as low and see what it removes for us. So this is also an episode about where I interviewed a leading neuroscientist about how rest can improve your productivity, your brain health, etc. So it's removed quite a lot. And what the best part about this is, you can see what it removes from the transcript and it just crosses it out. It doesn't remove it. So say I wanted this part of the transcript kept in, I would just go over it, hover over it, press restore, and then it does that for you. But then say I thought the start of the video wasn't engaging, then I'd highlight it. And then instead of having to, you know, trim it myself down here, which is super time consuming, super inaccurate, I can just highlight it, press delete, done. It's removed that part of the transcript for you. So if you ever want to do manual tweaks to your Descript, to your podcast on Descript, all you need to do is just highlight the text and then delete it. But then if you want AI to do it for you, all you need to do is edit for clarity and it will do it for you as well. Super streamlined, super amazing, and just so, so good for saving time and just getting more people to see your show, because you can repurpose it into different content fast. Say you wanted to create a title, you would literally just put it here. So just say brain myths. I would just put brain myths here, and then you'd export this snippet and then go local export and then just press export, and then that's it for you. Then you've got a 10-minute snippet which you can post as a sneak peek to your full episode on to YouTube. Now let's get on to the super important part of Descript and why you should use Descript and how Descript will allow you to get way more new people to your audience. And the best way to do this is through short form content. And the best part about Descript is that it will turn your full length podcast into an endless amount of short form clips for you to repurpose and post and attract new people to your podcast. And it uses AI to do this automatically for you. So you don't have to worry about going through, spending hours trying to find the best parts of your podcast. Descript goes through it and does it for you. So we're back on the full episode now. And you go down, on the AI tools tab, you go down, you press create clips, and you'll have a few options. So the number of clips, let's just do one for this example. The clip duration, you can do it up to 90 seconds. I normally do 30 seconds and it gives you a wide variety of different clips anyway. So you don't have to worry about that. And then there's this thing called layouts. So you can personalize and edit your clips on the script. You can add captions, you can add visuals. And once you add captions and visuals, you can save that as a layout, which means next episode, when you want to use a similar caption, similar font, similar color for your video, instead of having to recreate it every single time, it will allow you to save a new layout, which means you have a template to apply to your reels, which will allow you to have a consistent color scheme, consistent style captions, and save you, again, loads of time because you're not having to recreate the caption and then add this visual and do it in this style. it saves it for you, so you don't have to recreate every single clip from scratch. So I've got loads of layouts because I always add, do tweaks and slightly change it here and there. But then you've also, below the layout section, you've got topics. So you, I use a topic section to get AI to pick certain styles according to the criteria I've wrote down. But say you just wanted AI to find a clip on your podcast of brain, three ways to improve your brain, because you remember when you were having the conversation that you spoke about that. You would just write that in the topic section and then it would find it for you and create clips about that topic for you. Again, saving you loads of time. But for me, I just use this topic like prompt area to make sure the AI is finding the best clips possible. So if you read it here, it says, I make sure it has an engaging hook. So either a controversial, attention grabbing first sentence, because that will hook people in and make sure they don't swipe away. And then retain after the hook, which is a story or an example or building up on what the hook was talking about. And then reward, an actionable insight or a call to action. This simple structure is what creates the best reels and best short form content for your podcast. And I also do a little bonus section, which is it has to have at least one of these in the hook or in the video. So recency, so this has happened now. So this is like, that's attention grabbing. And celebrities, a big brand name like Coca-Cola or Elon Musk, like a celebrity like Elon Musk, that will grab attention as well. Relevancy, so if it's talking about, you know, brain surgeons, make sure, and you want to target brain surgeons, make sure the short form content it chooses has that in the video. And then conflict, so either like good or bad, evil versus heroes, or left versus right, politically, anything that causes conflict will increase the engagement on your short form content. Or some unusual statement or an ongoing thing like a war, if you spoke about that, I have had that in there so it can help me make sure to choose that from the transcript. And then also a curiosity gap, so what you know versus what you want to know but you don't know enough about. So a curiosity gap will increase the curiosity, increase the dopamine. And by having this in the topic section of your AI clip creation on Descript, it makes sure it finds videos from the transcript based on that criteria, which will increase the chances of it making engaging short form content for you. I'm going to do three just to make sure there's a variety of clips it chooses, but then you just press submit, wait a few minutes, and then it should create viral content from your podcast full episode for you. So that's it. This is a 3 hour long episode, so it's going to take a bit longer to create clips than usual. But say your episode's 30 minutes or half an hour, it usually creates a very fast clip. Yeah, because it's such a long episode, it's going to take a while, I think. So we're going to have to sit back and wait a bit. It has created some clips. So it's given me three clips, one 10 second, one 23 second, one 41 second, which is good. I like how Descript gives a variety of different short form content. And I'll get to why short form content is super, super important for getting new people to your show through a simple analogy about brownies in a supermarket in a second. But let's see what videos it has created for us to repurpose and post. So, why resting is the new working. Already, it's created a super engaging caption and title for this short form video, because resting and working, that's a conflict. Resting and working are complete opposites. But by combining them together and saying new as well, recency, again, is clearly following the criteria I gave it. So let's see. As you can see, also, when there's a lot of waffle or filler words, it will highlight it as blue. Let's see what it said. Your brain is doing more. Let me show you why you should use a lot of editing for your short form content. So, you know, I said on the full episodes, you should do minimal editing. And on the snippets, you should do a bit of editing. For the short form content, you should do a lot of editing. Why is that the case? Because people have an attention span of a goldfish on short form content, and you only have a few seconds or a few milliseconds to make sure your video counts and make sure they don't swipe away. So it has to be super fast, engaging, and attention grabbing right from the get go. You have no mercy when it comes to short form content, and that's why you should do a lot of editing. But don't worry, the script will do it for you. So first, I do edit for clarity and do heavy intensity, which means it's going to remove a lot from the video if it's necessary. So again, one click of a button, it's done that for me. And how much stuff has it actually removed? Not that much, to be fair, but there's still a lot of filler words because it's highlighted in blue. So going to remove filler words, and it's, look, how many filler words are in this 38 second segment? 14. Press removal, they're all gone, just like that. And basically you want to trim off as many unnecessary seconds from the short form content as possible, so people don't get bored and swipe away. Because if people swipe away, it's not going to do well, and you're not going to attract new people to your show. So after editing for clarity and removing filler words, I would shorten word gaps. So you can put here the gaps more than how many seconds, and I do about 0.4. So I will do that, and then it finds 8 word gaps that are more than 0.4 seconds. And then I will shorten to 0.2 seconds, because if you do 0.1 seconds, I've done it quite a few times on my short form content, it sounds a bit too jumpy. So you want it to still sound natural, but you want to make sure every second counts. So shortening word gaps more than half a second is a great way to cut out the fluff and keep the flow of the short form content snappy and fast and attention grabbing, because the higher the retention, the more engagement and more people it'll be pushed to. So boom, shorten all, and it's already trimmed off almost 10 seconds from this 38 second video, which is very, very good. But let's actually read what is said in this. And can you see how I've got my own captions, which is super effective as well? If you're creating short form content from your podcast, you want to make sure you have subtitles, which you can probably see right now in this video if you're watching the short form version of it. This will grab people's attention and help them understand what's being spoken about and makes the video more engaging. But how do you actually add captions? You'll go to properties and then, oh no, sorry, you'll go to, where is it? Yeah, captions here. You'll go to captions, and it has a whole array of different captions that you can choose. I've customized this one myself by adding yellow as the color and doing the text size a certain size, 110, and changing the font, making it bold. And say you really like the caption that you've made, the style, you would then go on to layout, like I said earlier, go on to the three dots here, and then save the scene as a new layout, which means next time you're repurposing your video on the script, you'll have a layout with the exact same caption that you created last time, which you can use now on your new content instead of having to recreate it over and over again, which would take so much time. So when you work, your brain's more active. See, I don't think that's a very good one. Didn't grab my attention straight away. So we would do the three dots here and then delete that. You only want to make sure you have the most engaging short form content from your podcast. There's no point posting 100 shorts from your 2-hour episode if 99 of them are terrible. You want to make sure they're super engaging, super attention grabbing, quality over quantity. But using Descript, it can be quality and quantity, because it tends to pick out great pieces of shorts from your full episodes. And because your episodes are often long, because it's a full length podcast, you're going to have a lot of content to repurpose as well, which is another reason why you should be creating content through podcasts. Because you have an hour episode, you can turn that into 20 engaging pieces of shorts and free snippets. And what, how many weeks worth of content is that? Quite a lot, at least 2 weeks worth of content from one episode. So effective. Again, not a good hook. Descript is letting me down. I don't think Descript made any good reels there. But let me give you an example of one that did really well. So when I first started my, I'm going to get it to create 20. I do recommend doing the maximum amount of clips. I just did 3 because I thought it would take much longer if I did 20 clips instead of 3 clips. But I would recommend doing 20, which is the maximum. And then maybe even do another 20 after that, because you want as many options as possible to choose from, because the podcast episode is long. So there's obviously going to be a lot of engaging parts that it can. About 2 months ago, 3 months ago, why did it do that? Oh, I know why. It's because, mate, this is another thing. Make sure when you do the clips, you go onto the full episode at the top of the composition section at the top here, because it will then you create clips from the full episode transcript. The mistake I just made was I was on the 20-second video and then I asked it to make 20 clips from that 20-second video. So yeah, submit and let it do its thing while I talk to the camera. See, I would have to be doing this separately, but I can almost multitask because Descript automates the editing process for me. But at the start of my podcast, I had an alcohol historian come onto the show. I asked her a question. What's one surprising fact about alcohol that most people don't know? She answered, and it was quite a controversial answer. It might have not been factually correct, which creates conflict because some people will be agreeing, some people will be disagreeing. Descript found that in my transcript, created a clip out of it. I posted it. And 2 weeks later, I just gone to my TikTok and Instagram to see how the videos are performing. And that one video alone created by Descript got me over a million views on Instagram and TikTok, which gathered me a whole new audience. And I didn't even edit it myself. Descript did it. I just pressed create a clip. It created that clip. I posted that clip and I got millions of views as a consequence. That is the power of using Descript from your podcast. Now, let's see what other clips it has made for us. Can you see also it ranks the strength of the clip as well as 0 to 5 stars. It's not always accurate because sometimes like a 3-star video will actually be better than the one it said was 5 stars. So you obviously want to have some sort of creative and quality control over these clips, but getting it to make it for you does the heavy lifting, which is the most time consuming and energy consuming part. So let's see what it came out with. Okay, that's decent. This is good. So I was talking to the neuroscientist, Dr. Joe DiBelli, about the thing that separated the best violin players from the supremely A-star good violin players. What separated them? And Descript has found this. And it's captioned it, the secret to success, practice and sleep. The secret to success is already attention grabbing. It will grab people's attention if they read that as the caption. And the hook is actually good because it starts with a story. The thing that separated the best violin players from the other violin players that weren't as good was the amount of practice they put in. And then the second most important thing was the amount of sleep they were getting. That's pretty engaging because it starts with a story, people can visualize it, but also the amount of sleep that they were getting is quite surprising. You wouldn't have thought that could be such a decisive factor in how good the violin players actually performed. So it's a pretty good one. It's 35 seconds long. Obviously, we would go on to edit for clarity and make sure it removes all the fluff for us and shorten word gaps more than 0.4 seconds it's found for us. And then boom, we have a clip and we have a big caption just below where my mouth is, which is super engaging and people can read. So let's see what other clips it gave us. I obviously won't go through every single one because that would take a bit too long, but let's try and find one that has a good hook. This one's good. People who take a 30-minute nap every day have larger brains than people who don't. That is super engaging. It's just straight to the point. One sentence, that's already hooked me in. So once Descript makes the clips for us, we need to go through every single composition and find the one that has the most engaging first sentence and try and choose that one and then delete the other ones which don't. Why is that engaging though? People who take a 30-minute nap every day have large brains and people who don't. Because it's a surprising fact that people probably don't know about. And it confirms the people who do take a nap every day that they're doing the right thing. So they're going to engage with it and be like, yeah, go me. And then the people that don't take a nap every day or don't have time to take a nap every day are going to be sulking and upset and go into the comments and talk about stuff like, easy for you to say, I have a full-time job or I have kids to look after. This has a lot of potential to go viral. So we would choose this one to definitely post on our short form content channels like YouTube Shorts, TikTok, and Instagram. First, we need to edit it for clarity again, because we want to remove all the fluff. Again, in the transcript, it has some blue highlighted words, which are filler words, and therefore they're unnecessary. So we go on to remove filler words section. It's found 17 for us. We press removal. Boom, again, automated for us. Then we shorten the word gaps more than 0.4 seconds to 0.2. So there's not too many gaps and the conversation and the video flows super fast because people have a short attention span on short form content. Find all filler words, shorten them all, and done. Now, we've got a good hook. What do we do now? People take 30 minutes. We've decided that is a good hook. Oh, look, it said it's removed then people who don't do that. I think that's important to have in there because it will upset the people that don't take 30-minute naps and therefore create more conflict and higher chance of comments being made. So remember, quality control is super important when we're going through the automated reels that Descript has created for us because it will make mistakes and we want to have that human judgment as the number one priority once it's made them for us. We don't want to just post the automated AI created clips without checking it ourselves first. And then retain is this. That's a very good retain. So people who get 30-minute naps have larger brains than people who don't. That's hooked people in. They want to know more. So Dr. Joe Gibelli does something great. He gives an analogy and real data to back up what he says straight after the hook. And the difference is really significant because she found the difference was actually 15 cubic centimeters. That is unusual and very surprising. People want to know more. And to put that into context, an analogy, that's the volume of a small plum. That allows us to visualize it in our brain. People are going to be continuing to watch the video after the hook because he has a great analogy to help explain what this means, what it looks like, so the size of a plum, and real data, 15 cubic centimeters, to support his bold, controversial hook claim. And then reward is, and if you pause for a moment and think about all of the cognitive potential that's in the volume of a small plum, all the neurons, all the dendrites, all the synapses, all those connections, it's staggering, really. And let's just see if it's removed anything that should be kept in. So I would actually keep this bit. There's also research showing that when you nap, just like when you sleep, your brain is actually in its default network, actually cleans it. So actually, no, I wouldn't do that. That's a separate point and that could be used as another video. So that's a really good short and I'm definitely going to actually use that and post that as part of the promo for this episode. But like I promised you, why is it important to post short form content? Before we get to that, let me just do a quick recap of why this is the things that I use on Descript. And we've gone through using the transcript to highlight things and delete stuff manually, using Studio Sound to turn your audio into amazing studio sounding audio, even if you're recording like I am in my bedroom. And then we will use the highlight tool to create a new composition to create 8 to 15-minute snippets, which you can use in your podcast promo and post on YouTube to get more views on your account and then get more people to go from the small snippets onto your full episodes. It's almost like a funnel. Then we will get it to Descript to create 20 clips for us and we'll choose the best ones from that pool of 20 clips to post on our social media platforms and with a few clicks of a few buttons, like I've just shown you, we have weeks worth of content from one podcast episode. But before you post the full episode and before you post the snippets, you're going to want titles and descriptions to improve the ranking of your videos on YouTube and get people to understand more about the video. By having keywords related to the video, it will perform better on YouTube. Don't worry, you don't have to do this yourself. The script will draft a YouTube description for you. Again, you can add an example from a podcast that you like or a video that did well on your channel. You can just copy and paste into there. And then on the custom instructions, you can do whatever you want, but I put make it SEO keyword heavy for YouTube so it ranks better on the search bar and more people will see it. Keep it concise because often the AI will waffle way too much. Do a brief social proof introduction to the guest, and then I insert the guest name because this will increase the credibility of the guest and therefore more people will listen to him or them. And then do an expect to learn list with a list of SEO keywords after the credential list. So expect to learn this, 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 and that related to the video. That will help it perform better in the search. And then avoid words like unlock, embrace, and discover, because I'm sure you've seen it before. But whenever you get like ChatGPT or AI to write you a caption or whatever, it's just so in, like, it's just so bad. Sometimes it would be like unlock, discover the potential of this and that. And it's delve into like all these words that no human actually uses in speech and language, speech and writing. We want it to just say simple, concise, common words that people can understand. So let's see if it does that for this one. Remember, I'm on the surprising nap. Go on to the full episode to make sure it's not creating a YouTube description from that 1 30-second video. I'll submit. And by the way, you can just copy the template I just used. But if you want templates on how to email guests and get like 10 to 20% conversion rate from those emails, if you want the step-by-step blueprint of how to go from no show and no idea how to start one to a full-fledged show using stuff like Descript the most effective way possible and get a whole new audience and get your dream guests on your podcast within the first few months of starting like I did, top link in the description for my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint. Anyway, let's see what it has done. It's created a title, a description, and a chapter list for us, which will save us so much time. Why rest is more important than work. Neuroscientist Dr. Joseph Gibelli explains. That's a decent title. I wouldn't use that as the title of your YouTube video, but I would include it in the draft description because having keywords at the start of your description apparently does better for YouTube. And then it does a renowned and scientist and author of the brain at rest. That's the social proof I asked for. They explore the powerful truths and behind the importance of rest, including activation, blah, blah, blah. Expect to learn the brain's resting states, cognitive benefits of napping, smartphone addiction, solitude, and then it gives all the chapters. Super keyword heavy, not too long, not too too much waffle language. I would copy that and then paste that for my video to put into my YouTube, Spotify, and Apple descriptions. So they're the only tools I use on Descript, but they're the best ones that I've found that are actually relevant to my podcast workflow and have allowed me to get 50,000 views from one full episode alone on YouTube, which was the one with my the SpaceX co-founder, Jim Cantrell. I used Descript to create clips, to create the titles and the descriptions and to edit it for me and create snippets and short form content for it. Therefore, it's allowed me to gain a whole new audience from that one video. So I highly, highly recommend using Descript for your podcast if you're starting from scratch or if you're professional yourself and you want to automate the workflow and save yourself hours and hours and hours of editing and a lot of money hiring an editor. So that's it. That's that simple. So I promised you I'd give you the brownie analogy on why posting short form content clips from your podcast full episode is super important and will help you grow your show faster. So let me do that before we end the video. Imagine walking into a store and the store wants to sell a packet of brownies on the shelf. What do you think is going to get more buyers of that packet of brownies? Do you think more people will buy the brownie if it's just on the shelf and people walk past it? Or do you think if people, do you think more people will buy the brownies if they're given a free sample of the brownies? Obviously, if they get a free sample, they're going to be more likely to buy the full packet. Imagine your short form content as the free sample of brownies and your long form content, the full episode, as the entire packet of brownies. By posting short form content from your full episode, you will get more views because short form content gets more views in general. And out of those viewers, if the video performs well using Descript's AI software to create and choose clips for you from your full episode, that will bring new people to your show. A small percentage of the people who watch your short form content will follow you and then watch your 10 minute clips of your podcast and then watch your full episodes. I've gained so many subscribers. About 20% of my new subscribers on YouTube alone has come from posting short form clips of my full episodes, and it's for free. And you can do it using Descript with one click of a button. It creates 20 clips for you. That's 3 weeks worth of content to post every single day. It's an absolute game changer. It's allowing me to get 50,000 monthly listeners on YouTube, 450,000 monthly engagers on Instagram alone, and millions of views in total over the past few months across all social media platforms. If you like the sound of this and you want the entire blueprint that I've used and continue to use to create my own pro remote show from my bedroom, and you can do the same, then top link in description for my private pro remote podcast blueprint. You'll be able to join weekly live calls with me where I give you personalized feedback on what you need to do exactly to improve your show and become a pro podcaster like I did. You're literally going to find out every single secret tip that I've used to become the fastest growing under 21 podcaster in Europe and probably in the world. And another podcaster that I know and that I follow and that I look up to has this. So this is a unique opportunity for you. The first 25 people that sign up will get it half price, and it's an absolute no-brainer. You get a full step-by-step process on my course, hours of videos for you to follow what I did to create your own pro show, live weekly calls with me, join a community of ambitious podcasters who will help you grow as well, and get free AI and email templates that I continue to use to this day to get over 50 guests, like best-selling authors, leading academics, CEOs like SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell, onto my show so you can do the same. If you literally just want to copy everything that I've done and continue to do to get so much success so quickly from my podcast and be able to do it from your bedroom with just a laptop, this is for you. Top link in the description, and I'll see you there. Goodbye.